boys and girls. I don't know what happened, but I was too busy enjoying tonight, and I missed the first 15 minutes of my show. So welcome to Just Ask a Nigga on Friday at about 10 minutes after 8. So I hope, I don't know how this is going to work out, because if you listen and I don't say nothing for 10 minutes, you probably know I'm not there, but just keep listening. I'll try to post that, but I'm so sorry. I was enjoying life. Damn it. And we're continuing on part two of prejudice, okay? I was not feeling prejudicial in any way, shape, or form. I was actually listening. How did that hour go by so fast? I was in another world. I was really in another world. Damn it. Hi, everybody. It's Friday, February 28th. And tonight, I'm Just Asking Nigga, Prejudice, Dislike Another's Part 2. What are the social sources of prejudice? Well, what I wanted to do is finish up where I didn't finish up yesterday and go over racial prejudice. We went over implicit and explicit. Defining prejudice, we did all of that. Implicit and explicit, racial prejudice, we're going to go over that. Damn it. Racial prejudice, you know, you look at somebody's face and you just assume a bunch of shit. Thank you for joining me tonight. And you know what? In the midst of all of this, you know, 2020, and I follow astrology, everybody, and God love you. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know who's going to listen to this one, because for 10 minutes, I ain't saying nothing. So I'll try to let you know I ain't saying nothing in the first 10 minutes because I'm not here. Damn it. Maybe it'll just start from the music. I don't know. I love you people, you know, and I love black people because I'm black. So I love the thing that I am first. I start there. I start loving the thing that I am, and then I start working outward. So I'm a human. So I try to love all humans. I am an African-American, a native black, so I try to love those beautiful people, and then I move it forward. But because I know more about God than I've ever known before, oh, my God. See, and God don't give you no mercy, people, when you know. You know, we can walk around this world and act like we don't know stuff. And most of us don't know stuff. But then once you know, you got to be better. And you know why I was late today? I was lighting candles. How did that hour go by so fast? I was like, okay, 7 o'clock. Let me just, once Freddie Mercury started playing, it was over. And it was like, what? What time is it? Well, does that say 8 of 8? Wait, Stacy, cut on the light. You can't see with all these candles. God, thank you, God, for life, right? Thank you for life. You know what? You're living, so you got to thank him for life, and you got to do the best you can with it. Okay, so let's get into racial prejudice, damn it. In the context of the world, every race is a minority, okay? See, what we've got. And Facebook don't help. I mean, 2020, everybody, we got to step back a minute. You got to think about the days when things were simpler. Because just like Monday, all of a sudden I'm getting all these alerts from all of these, like, websites. I'm like, why is this alerting me? Like, every 20 minutes, I'll get one before the show is over. I'm almost certain. And then somebody, Jessica, who is my daughter, but this ain't my Jessica. Oh, Jessica sent you a picture. I'm like, well, why? Who is she? Everything that's going on right now is here to just distract the fuck out of you and take you out of your stability and your peace and your calm and your everything. Understand, people, 2020 is to take you out of your everything. I know a lot of people that 2019 ended a lot of relationships that were, like, solid, or they thought they were. It did for me. And you know what? I'm happy the relationship's ended because there was nothing but birdies. Really? 2020 going to be crazy, people. So it's up to us to just go and step back a minute. Don't get in crazy. Uh-oh. I'm just disconnecting my computer. I did that the other night and things went bad. Don't subscribe to crazy. Subscribe to love, your family. If you've got a committed relationship that you know is good, you know, commit more to that shit. If you got a relationship that's bullshit and it's a drain on you, and you better find your way up out of that or find a way for y'all to get your shit together and serve each other as one. Because things are getting crazy, bro. And that's why, you know, I'm trying to do my little whatever I can do. And I did it late, see. And I'm so mad at myself because I'm so hard on myself. I'm never late for stuff. I'm like, my God, that was an hour of fun? I'm still talking about it. Racial prejudice. Non-Hispanic whites, for example, are only one-fifth of the world's people, but will be one-eighth within another half century. Thanks to mobility and migration over the past two centuries, the world's races now intermingle, right? Something that Donald Trump don't like, the president, right? In relations that we are sometimes hostile, sometimes we like it. Sometimes we don't like it. Sometimes we like it. To the molecular biologist, skin color is a trivial human characteristic. So to the you know what? I got to close my eyes and I got to see the world. So you know, black people, you know, unless we read a lot, some words kind of trip us up. Molecular. So at the molecular level, very small, the level of a molecule, that scientist, our racial difference is minuscule. Trivial. It's a trivial human characteristic, one controlled by minuscule genetic difference. How, moreover, nature doesn't cluster races in neatly defined categories. It is people, not nature, who labels Barack Obama, the son of a white woman, as black. That's my book. My book just said that. Okay? Is racial prejudice disappearing? No, it's not. Okay? So we're going to skip that part completely. Subtle racial prejudice. Despite lingering animosities, the bigger problem in today's world is not overt, conscious prejudice, not the shit you see, right? It's not overt. We already know that. Most people support racial equality and deplore discrimination, yet 3 in 4 people who take the implicit association test, right? They just show you pictures and if it's negative, you do whatever, right? Implicit association test. Display an automatic, unconscious white preference. Modern prejudice also appears subtly, like fine, like smooth, and low levels where you don't even recognize that you're a racist. That's what that is. Okay, that's what that means. In our preference for what is familiar, similar, comfortable. I mean, that's all of us. That's not just white people. That's black people, too. Shit, I'll wait and go to the black teller. Not that it'll help me much. Shit. But we do. We tend to go to those that look like us. And that's nothing wrong with that. That's nature. That's natural. But when we use those things to discriminate, right, in terms of our current president, using those things to make policy to make life more difficult for those that don't look like us, okay? And so I don't know if this is helping anybody. We know what prejudice is and all of that, but over the next 4 nights, we're going to try to make some sense of this shit, where it comes from, why we do it, how to deal with it. Okay? But some experiments have assessed people's behavior towards blacks and whites. Whites are equally helpful any person in need, except when the needy person is remote, or is remote, for instance, a wrong number caller with an apparent black accent who needs a message relayed. Likewise, when asked to use electric shock to teach a task, white people have given no more, if any less, shock to a black than to a white person, except when they were angered or when the recipient couldn't retaliate or know who did it. So, did you hear that? They'll administer that shock. The white folks administer that shock to your nigga ass under these circumstances, right? When they don't know who did it, right? Gonna teach you a lesson. White people have given no more, if any less, shock to a black than to a white person, except when they were angered or when the recipient couldn't retaliate or know who did it. So that's what we experience on social media, right? All the tiki tortures. Right, they got a lot to say, and everybody got a lot to say on Twitter and Facebook, right? Because we don't know who they are, we can't find them, we can't go get them, we can't do none of that. They basically, they ain't gonna do that shit in your face. So that, for that reason alone, I mean, I'm reading from a social psychology book. From that reason alone, those that are able to do those things, all you're doing is making it for a worse society, motherfucker, because now you can hide behind Twitter, and the worst ones are the ones that don't even put a picture up there. They just got a little outline, the Twitter outline. But you got a lot to say about me and my face, and you can see my face, and you can see my name, and you can associate that with me, and you can even go to my website that may have my address, motherfucker. So that's why it is vital that psychology be a part of our learning, our government, our everything, as is everything else. Because we have individuals in this country, we got millions of individuals, and we got millions of brains working in those individuals. Some are working good, some are trying to promote peace and love and goodness, and some are preachers, right? Teachers, good people, nonprofit organizations, some of those brains, right? Some of those brains wake up every day and want to love people and help and see what they can do to be a better person in this world. And then some of those fucking brains wake up like Donald Trump and see what the fuck they can do to make your life worse. So all we can do as regular Americans with, like, no power except the power we can impose on ourselves and our family, can't even do it at work because Bob's going to fire you as soon as you try to do anything other than what Bob tell you to do. So you got to go work with Bob and Nancy and shit and Susan and do what the fuck they want you to do so you can get paid every day. And I want people to start to think, I don't want to have to worry about Susan and Karen and Nancy every fucking day. How about if I just be able to wake up and stay in my house and make my money every day? God gives us the ability to do that if we think we can. Because what's up with the society? Only God knows. We don't know. President lies every day. Lies every fucking day. He's been lying every day for 4 years. He's going to keep lying. And then the motherfucker got the nerve to want to win again. To do what? To make shit worse for everybody but him. This prejudice shit, this is what we're living in. All right. Racial, subdom. You know, you working, you got some underlying shit. You doing it on the under. Right? As long as I can't identify you, right, you ready to bully the fuck out of me. So, to test for possible labor market discrimination, researchers sent 5,000 resumes out in response to 1,300 varied employment ads. Applicants who were randomly assigned white names, Emily Gregg, received one callback for every 10 resumes sent. Those given black names, Lakeisha, and I've got a friend named Lakeisha, so that's so fucked up. Lakeisha Jamal received one callback for every 15 cents. Other experiments have submitted fictitious pairs of women's resumes to 613 Australian clerical openings and pairs of men's resumes to 1,700 or more Athens, Greece openings and 1,700 American job openings. By random assignment, one applicant in each pair acknowledged, among other activities, volunteering in a gay lesbian organization. In response, callbacks were much less likely to the gay-involved applicants. In American experiments, for example, 7.2% of applicants whose activities included being treasurer, gay and lesbian alliance received replies, as did 11.5% of those associated with different left-seeming groups. Treasurer, progressive, or socialist alliance. In one analysis of traffic stops, African Americans and Latinos were four times more likely than whites to be searched, twice as likely to be arrested, and three times more likely to be handcuffed and to have excessive force used against them. In Australian studies, more than 1,500 observations, bus drivers allowed 72% of white people to board with an empty fare card and no cash on board, but only 36% of dark-skinned people. Okay, so these are recent social psychology studies, bro. Okay, so, I mean, what can you say? What can you say? You discriminating against me just based on my whiteness or my blackness? Oh, no. You're discriminating against me just based on my dark skin. Because if you're white, you get on the bus for free. Don't tell me shit about nothing. Don't tell me shit about nothing. This is social psychology. These are experiments. These are social psychologists sent these resumes out to see just how racist different countries are. This ain't just America, bros, boys and girls. This is all over everywhere. If your fucking skin is brown, you got to go back. If your skin is white, get on the bus, you all right. So goddamn, you know, that's not what God intended. That's not God, man. That's not God, bro. That's not God. That is man. That is an individual. Those are individuals making those determinations for the rest of us that fucking have to live here. That's not God. I refuse to believe that that is God's will for me, to walk through my life and have to deal with white folks and everything surrounding what they fucking think. Look at our country run by white folks. Let's take a break. Just ask a nigga. If you want the truth, you can ask this nigga any day of the week, any given Sunday. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. This is Ask a Nigga. Yo, nigga, just ask a nigga on a Friday night. Oh, good night. Good night. Go get your drink. We'll be right back. We're back. This is Just Ask a Nigga. This is Friday night, 2/28/2020. You know what? 2020 gonna be crazy, bro. So I'm just trying to help you on the prejudice end. Because you know what? Everything imposed on you ain't your fault. There was a plan in place when they brought you over here from the Love Boat, Blue. I call my bros bro, and when they good, their name is Bro. You know, I have sons, and you know, I'm like a boy's mom. I'm like a dude's girl. The most fun I've ever had is hanging with the boys. with the bros. Because dudes are fun. And we can make ball jokes all night long and nobody gets offended. Beautiful. You know, real niggas come first. Don't ever forget that in life. Real niggas come first. Make sure all your real niggas come first. People that's real with you, make sure they always come first. Because they know, you know, you can count real niggas on like maybe one hand in your life, right? They want to act like they real until it's time to be real. And then they disappear on realness. So, you know, I've been so blessed in my life to, I don't know. It's like I had to think today. I'm like, I don't know, God. I don't know. I don't really know. Because some of the shit you done got me out of has just been miraculous. Maybe because mommy and daddy been up there watching me for a long time. I always been a good girl. Few times I slip, I have repented, and there have been a few times I've lived some crazy life. I'm like, you did what? I'm like, I know, right? God forgive me, so I don't really give a fuck about what you think, right? Because we're human. We all brought down in here, and we don't even know what's going on. People that give birth to us don't know what the fuck's going on. They just do the best that they can do with what they got, right? I was blessed. I had great parents. Knock on every wood that I find. Oh, my God. I was brought to this earth by stars, okay? If I would have said, hey, God, I need the most disciplined, godly parents you can find, nigga, before you bring me down here. Oh, he said, no problem. Their name is Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, and they got already 10 kids, nigga. So you, number 11, you ain't shit. Oh, I'll go with them, because they probably smart. Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, daddy was adopted. Somehow somebody didn't want him. Okay, he was rejected as a little boy. His original last name was Orr, O-R-R, I think my daddy's name was, and he was adopted by the Johnsons. So Stacy Orr Johnson. I don't give a fuck. That was my dad, man, a king, God's man. Okay? I know for certain my daddy, he was God's man, founding leader of the Golden Gate Quartet. That's God's man. Okay, you gonna listen? You want to hear my daddy? Because he's God's man. My daddy is God's man. What did he sing? Let's see. Golden Gate Quartet. I want you to hear God's man. Because that was my daddy. So, you know, you ain't listening to no goddamn fool. You listening to the youngest of 11. There go my daddy. Early songs. Well, what my daddy gonna sing? Look at that beautiful smile, my daddy. Let's hear my daddy sing. Watch Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Elvis ass. That nightclub with Aunt Margaret. That...
Hey, everybody. Stop looking
really?
Around. I am in the
I
woods.
I hate this dude. He popped up everywhere.
Some water going in the back near my house.
Let me see if my daddy. You hear my daddy? Golden Gate Quartet, founding member. I just have to stop and praise my daddy for a minute. That's my daddy. Lead singer, my daddy. Here we go. My daddy, baby. That's my daddy.
So he took him in the mud and a handful of sand and he bones her right. He bent the side and making a woman too.
That's my daddy.
But he didn't know exactly what to do. He bones her right. So he took one rib from Adam's side. He bones her.
Nobody loves God more than my daddy.
But if he gets right, he bones her right. Then he put him in the garden rich and fat. He bones her right. He said the animal can have anything that he has. He bones her. But of Miss Eva, you must not eat from people.
Right, daddy, let him know.
You know, you just do the guy.
Right, let him know, dad. All right, that's my daddy, bro. That soft lead singer of the Golden Gate Quartet, inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. You ain't talking to no punk nigga. You talking to a queen of a king. You feel me? My daddy loved God. My daddy loved God. And he gave my mama 10 kids. 10 kids because he loved my mama. And my mama loved him. And I'm the last called Stacy Resurrection. Stacy means resurrection. Nobody loved God more than my daddy. And I'm so happy to be here to show my love for my daddy and for God, for my daddy. That's how I'm blessed. That's how you be blessed. Because the Bible says, your parents, they your blessing from generation to generation to generation to generation. That's why I try to be a good woman and a good mom, because I wanted my kids to be blessed like my daddy blessed me. So no matter what you deal with in this fucked up country, you come from greatness. You come from blessing. Even if you didn't have a daddy like mine, still come from greatness, because you are an African American. You are an African. That's the seat of civilization. Anytime you don't feel like a great individual, no matter who your daddy is, you understand that you, your genes, you are from the seat of civilization. If there was no Africa, there'd be no nothing. And that black woman, like Lucy, right, the oldest bones in Africa, that black woman like Lucy, that black woman like your great-great-great-great-great-grandmama, like my great-great-great-great-grandmama that constantly got raped and raped and raped and raped and raped to build America. So black woman, I'm not surprised that the Democratic Party can't survive without you, because this country can't survive without you. This prejudice shit is a game, nigga. This is a game they put in our head. They put in their head a long, long fucking time ago. A long time ago. And there needs to be somebody black that's not afraid to let you know what the fuck this shit is about. So I give praise every day as I walk through my hallway from my bedroom to my living room every morning when I light my candle and light my incense, and I give praise to my God. I pass by my mom and daddy picture, and I tell them thank you. Thank you. And every Thursday, every Thursday they get a new bouquet of flowers from their youngest daughter until I die. So I can always say thank you. Thank you. Because you knew, you understood what it meant to be black. And it ain't meant to be a nigga. See, I use the word because I turn it up and I turn it around and I flip it up. But my parents refused to raise niggas. And that's the one thing I'm proud to say, even though I don't like none of the motherfuckers except for one, and the other one that's buried with them in heaven right now, they starting a new family in heaven. Every night I go to bed, I say, Mom and Dad, I know you too, and Nemo, my oldest sister. I know y'all niggas sitting at the table enjoying all that time our fake oldest sister, the adoptee, took from the real oldest. I already know. God got all three of them together, the real first Johnsons, my mama, my daddy, and my natural sister, oldest sister, Mignon, born December 15th. I'm born December 16th. See, my mama got married before my daddy and had a child called Cyril. And my daddy is such a man. He adopted Cheryl as a Johnson and then had 10 more. Well, Cheryl, for some reason, thinks, or whatever, I don't know, she's still with us, but she took all the glory. She took all the glory, and I love my sister Mignon because she took all the glory that my sister Mignon should have ever gotten from my daddy and my mama. She took all the glory to the point when my daddy died. This bitch had the nerve to say, well, her daddy ain't dead. But that same sister, you hear that beautiful voice that plays? You hear that beautiful voice? That sister, the non-Johnson, gets all the royalties. Ain't that fucked up? And don't nobody care but me. But I was told that I'm here to correct family wrongs. So here you go. That beautiful man singing off my daddy, Mr. Willie Thomas Johnson, born in 1912 or some shit, had me at 52 years old while his wife was 42. And I understand we choose our parents. When we up there waiting to come down, we all chose to be here. You need to look at your astrology. It'll show you. We talking about prejudice, but we talking about being black, too. And you better be proud to be black in this country at this time, right now. And I hear the little young Bernie bros and shit, and even the 40s, oh, black people ain't patriotic. Who the fuck you talking to? No, you young little kids ain't patriotic, okay? Niggas like me and niggas like my parents, if they were still alive, oh, yeah, we know who built this country. So don't you ever say, that's why old black people ain't voting for Bernie? First of all, Bernie ain't got no black support other than the youngsters who never listen to their mom and dad. If they like my kids, you ain't been listening. Go on, vote for Bernie, but we gonna vote for Biden. Because we got more than good feelings at heart. See, we gave you nothing but good feelings. We bought you Nintendos and Jordans. So all you know about is good feelings. You don't know nothing about working hard for this shit that my mama worked hard for, and even me as a self-employed black person, where there is only one out of 130 of us. See, we made these little millennials, especially these little black ones, make life seem like it's easy. No, somebody worked for you. Somebody died for you. Don't ever tell me black history and civil rights was a long time ago. Because if them niggas didn't die, trust me, niggas picking cotton and some your lazy ass would not be able to get up and do. Don't tell me shit about no Bernie Sanders. Please. Please, bro. Please. If you young, you vote for Bernie, you don't know what the fuck you doing, bro. Because if you look at big picture, see, that's the thing about these little youngsters voting for Bernie. Because mommy and daddy didn't make you realize what life's really about. So everything in your world is about how you fucking feel, not the result of what you do. So little youngsters, millennials, you need to think about the result of what you do. Because if there is a Bernie need to be one of the inner secretaries once Biden get to be president. We can let Bernie run Girls Gone Wild. Shit makes me sick, man. What don't make me sick is my beautiful Hawaii, only place in America with no reported coronavirus. So look, you entitled motherfuckers that rent out your spot to everybody in winter and then you take your contaminated ass over there in spring and summer, get your ass tested before you take your ass over there and populate and disrupt my beautiful Hawaii. And please, Hawaii, check all of them once they start coming to their rental property that they rent now to come and live. And I already know because I already looked into it, okay? I know that's what they do. Oh, yeah, wintertime, yeah, we're busy making money in New York. We only come, but you got to go. And Thanksgiving, we come. And da-da-da, 4th of July, we come. Okay. Test them motherfuckers, Hawaii, because, you know, that's our sacred land. Kinkamea-mea. We don't want that shit. Keep it in the mainland, bro. I'm with you. I'm with you. And all my brothers and sisters that listen to me. And we listen to the daily, our spiritual getting together. And one of my mentors says, you know what, Stacey, don't give a damn about anybody logging on, listening, whatever. The most important thing in our life and the most important thing that we can do as individuals in the time that we live in right now is just to simply put out the positive energy. Put it out there. Put out what you can put out there and help people live a better life. Just put it out there. Put it out there. Shit, if you see homeless people, just put out some oranges. Right? You see homeless people pass my. I saw that the other day. I'm like, oh, somebody gave me. Yeah, I'm feeling you with that. I saw somebody digging in my trash can over here at the complex the other week. I got some little, little snack things you buy from Costco that you're all excited about but you don't really eat. I was like, you know what? I don't even eat this shit. The little, little packs of guy like cheese and meat and crackers, whatever, and a little fruit. It's still good, edible. I hurried up. I was like, hey, don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. I gave it to them. You know, that's putting out your goodness. Put out your goodness. You ain't got to, they'll know where I live. No, just do it on the fly. Because if your intention is good, it's good. People are hurting in this fucking world. Now people getting sick. I'm in my beautiful Cali. Niggas were 30 minutes up the freeway, got corona. Because dumbass, one of his friends got on with his buzzing in trouble. They won't let us come home. Oh, I'm on it. And then you bring your contaminated ass to my beautiful Cali, to Travis, and you get a whole bunch of motherfuckers sick. You get a whole bunch of motherfuckers sick. You know, come on, man. Come on, that was Daddy trying to play. He was trying to say, Stacey, stop. But, prejudice. This is the whole topic. You know, we put our power, right? Because only, let's just be real, only white people got power. Mexicans ain't got power. All we can do, Mexicans, black people, whatever, Filipino, da, da, all the way down. All we can do is fucking complain. But at what point? Democrats need to start playing dirty pool, man, because these, this year is nuts. And we still, it's only fucking March. We got to go till November just to vote, let alone get rid of it, nigga. So imagine, we vote, and then we vote to get rid of it. Oh, how much fun is that going to be from November to the nigga leave? You see, Susan Collins, all them people, Murkowski, everybody. Oh, I just ain't gonna do it again. Nigga, he went one 24 hours. He started fucking with people. All that shit, that's just ridiculous. All of them motherfuckers need to pay for that. I'm sorry. Nobody in America, and I'm on my high horse because I love people. And American people are going through so much shit because we got these group of motherfuckers in here that I don't even know. I mean, the Boy Scouts wouldn't even keep them employed. But because our American system allows this shit somehow, some way, it's just crazy. So let's try to understand prejudice because that's what we're in the midst of. Okay? We're in the midst of that shit. What's the definition? Having a preconceived idea about a group of people. And then discrimination goes a little further, right? Discrimination goes to the point of, I'm going to Stephen Miller your ass and put your baby in a cage because I'm able to use my preconceived ideas, right, what I think about your ass. I'm able to implement policies to just fuck with you. I never even let my kids live in that type of environment. You know what I mean? I didn't even make my kids suffer. And I had every right. My mama made me suffer shit as far as I'm concerned. But no, I'm going to make your life beautiful because I figure in some way, shape, or form, I'm going to pay for your life not being beautiful and I'm in charge of your life. I don't get it, man. And so I pray and hope and pray that when this is all over, and we pray it's over in November and they're out, that they pay for it, that they pay for this, that they pay for it. Lindsey Graham paid for it. That black nigga in South Carolina, he paid for it because it's all negligence. And I was a claims adjuster. I can determine what percent of negligence a nigga got if there's 20 niggas involved. Okay, I can tell you who, what, all the way up to 100%. I'm the numbers girl. That's what I do. All negligent. All negligent. All negligent. All of them. We're not to their bias mercy as citizens of this fucking country. We're not just hostage to how the fuck they want to be. That's not the oath that they take. Oh, however the fuck I want to be. Oh, well, that's how the fuck you gon' live. No, no, fuck, no. That's not what the founding father said. And I can see if I'm still a nigga or something and still a slave nigga. But no, we all free in this country. The Constitution can't just let you neglect your job and everybody get treated like shit and shit get neglected. That's not what, who says that? That's just cool because that's the way you fucking want it to be. And ugly ass, the sky is funny, the ugliest nigga in politics, Mulvaney needs to go take his little ugly ass somewhere, get a tan and wear a hat and get some new glasses because you see his ugly spirit, but then you got to look at his ugly face. And then Trump and his whatever makeup, man, he's doing his own makeup, you can tell. And then in my eyes, he got coronavirus. What the fuck is going on here? American people, I sure hope you voting. And California voting for Bernie. What? Oh, we got super delegates from what I understand. Because I ain't voting for Bernie. Because Bernie ain't voting for niggas. There have been enough niggas going around and to this shit and seeing like 10% niggas, 90% everybody else. You know, I need nigga-specific programs. Are you just playing? Just like somebody said about Liz, the shiz, Liz Warren. She got programs, and it don't say black, blah, 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 blah. But you know that program is for you. And I'm sorry, prison reform. Okay, some of us don't have prisoners in our family. So that don't mean shit to some of us. So yeah, that's another stereo. Oh, let's do prison reform. Niggas will be happy. What, are all niggas in prison? What? Niggas can't eat. Niggas ain't got no job, nigga. Prison reform? That's the first thing you come up with? Yeah, we know we got some niggas in jail that shouldn't be, but good black people ain't in jail. I'm trying to stay out of jail. Shit. You know? Prison reform for black people. Yeah. That ain't good enough for you? No, nigga. I'm not in jail. Nobody I know is in jail. That don't help me. And then when a nigga get out of jail, he still can't get a job because he been in jail. What the fuck? I'm not that simple-minded in my life. Black people I know ain't that simple-minded in their life. They want a good job. They don't want their son to be shot going to the door. They don't want Larry to just be able to fucking fuck with her every time she got a problem in her family. That's the type of shit. She want to go to the doctor and get this bone spur out of her fucking toe and not pay $700. Who's that? Me. Shit. Let's take a break. That's what prejudice does in your life as a brown person. It makes you deal with those struggles, okay? And we're going to move on to authoritarianism. We already know gay and lesbian prejudice. We've seen it. We know what it is. Taking the trend of a multicultural bathroom sign down just to make a nigga mad. Okay, so we're going to go on to social inequalities, nigga, unequal status. And the authoritarian personality, nigga. 30 minutes on that. Let's take a break and get into that shit. Let's take a break. Did you hear my daddy, though? That's why I'm so sweet. My daddy. That's my daddy. Did you hear my daddy? God love my daddy. We'll be back to Ask a Nigga on Friday, February 28th, bro. That was my daddy. He's the shit, though. He's the shit. He's my dad. I broke out and played my daddy. Oh. I broke out and played my dada. You think I played daddy? That's my daddy. That's my daddy. My dad, Resurrection Johnson. He's my daddy. Sorry, everybody can't hear their daddy. All right. That was a good long break. We're back. This is Prejudice, Dislike, and Others, Part 2. What are the social sources of prejudice? This is your host, your homegirl, your nigga from SoCal, right? I can't go to SoCal until they take all the Kobe pictures down. I can't do it, bro. You know, that should have been the first indication to us, bro, that 2020 was finna shock us on many levels. Kobe, wait, that nigga wasn't sick. He was rich. He gone. He fine wife. Beautiful kid. Wait. Nobody told him not to fly in the bar. Oh, what? And we left here. You know what I'm saying? But you chose to be here, boo. Look up your astrology. You want help getting your natal chart, boo. You know, DM me, you know. Okay, but what we need to finish up tonight, we need to do some really serious shit for the rest of the 22 minutes I got left. Some social inequalities, unequal status, and prejudice. Okay, so somebody famous on prejudice said, prejudice is never easy unless it can pass itself off for reason. God damn, right? The travel ban, you know, fucking with pink Muslims. Everybody's got a reason to fuck with a Muslim now, right? Because 9/11 is reason, right? The hoodie makes the nigga suspicious. All kind of reasons ever you can come up with, right? So some people more than others notice and justify status differences. Those high in social dominance orientation, and that's a term, and let's figure out what that means, boys and girls. Social dominance orientation, we know who we're talking about, right? A motivation to have one's group dominate other social groups. Okay, they tend to view people in terms of hierarchy. They like their own social groups to be high status. They prefer being on the top. Being in a dominant high status position also tends to promote this orientation. So if you're already part of the white race, nigga, you on top, right? So we can keep promoting that shit, right? So we can get, looks like a little off, it may have been an ADD kid, Sean Hannity. We can give him a spot on TV to promote our dominance, right? Or the half-dead Rush Limbaugh that's half-dead, but still talking shit. So that tells you how bold and how what size balls the white man has in relation to God's balls. Because if I was about to die, I'd be praying, God, give me some time, and I'm going to talk no more shit about nobody. No, he on, can you get him tomorrow? Because we need to move on with goodness in the world. We need to put out some positive shit. So, God, how long was his prognosis? Because he ain't wasting no time putting out garbage. Whew. You know, being black, I don't think black people ever been that bold, knowing we finna meet Jesus. And then we just on the shit-talking train. Hey, how many more tickets? Trump gave me a medal, so I got a whole lot of more tickets, right? Trump probably got him going to Walter Reed. Who knows, right? Shit you and I can't do. Yeah, nigga probably, yeah, that's why he's looking a little better. I'm like, he's looking a little half of less day. Did you see him? That nigga probably in Walter Reed, spending our money getting better so he can spew bullshit. God bless America. Anyway. Because social dominance orientation tend to view people in terms of hierarchies. They like their own social groups to be the high status. They prefer being on the top. Being a dominant high status position also tends to promote this orientation. Somebody named Felicia argued that this desire to be on top tends leads people high in social dominance to embrace prejudice and to support political positions that justify prejudice. Come on, people. I had to pay $500 to tell you what I'm telling you right now, what you're seeing on TV every day. God bless America. Indeed. people high in social dominance orientation often support policies that maintain hierarchy, such as, such as tax cuts for the well-off. They prefer professions such as politics and business that increase their status and maintain hierarchy. They avoid jobs such as social work that, by virtue of
why people avoid jobs. You think regular jobs like, you know, you and I. Again, I pay $500 to take at least. Knowledge is power. This is what we see in every day, boys and girls. And so why they don't have psychologists in grammar schools and high schools and until you got to pay for it your damn self, nigga? Because a psychologist going to tell you, well, your teacher in there is a racist. And her job is to maintain the higher. I'm going to give you this book to go home and read to you and your mama. Why we don't have psychologists in junior highs, high schools, elementary schools, other than those kind that tell you your son need to get on medication. Fuck America, bro. Oh, this is college psychology, bro. Hey, do me a favor. Let's go to sfjfamilieservices.org. Everybody's kid going to be coronavirus pretty soon. Let's start in-home training. You can homeschool your kid every day, all day long. Get some of all y'all mamas. Let's homeschool these kids. But what we're going to add is some of the psychology. We can do that if we want to. Just as long as we do the California curriculum and the Pennsylvania curriculum and the Virginia curriculum and the whatever curriculum. Let's stop producing ignorant, socialized, and I did socialization. Prejudice springs from unequal status and from other social sources, including our acquired values and attitudes. This influence of family socialization appears in children's prejudice, which often mirrors those perceived in their mothers. Hey, watch it. You damn right. I'm as racist as my mother ever was. Okay? But again, racist is a thing that me, black people with no power, that can't make no policy to fuck up nobody's life but your children at the house, all you can be is prejudice. Right? You can have your prejudicial attitudes towards people, groups, whatever. But you can't be a racist because a racist is able to enact policies in order to enact those feelings, those prejudicial attitudes that they carry. See, the racist can take it a step further where they're just a nigga like you and me can just get mad. Okay? That's why we just mad. And then we ain't got leadership. Oh, sorry. Dropped the pen. Then we don't have leadership worth shit to go get mad for us. All right? NAACP, well, you still calling us colored people, so I doubt you're doing anything substantial. It's a redo. Just like we need infrastructure, and everybody know we do. We need infrastructure on our thinking, on our school systems, on our way of teaching kids, on our way of thinking about shit. But put a psychologist everywhere, whether it's the job, then you a nigga won't come back in and shoot you after you done fired him because the psychologist already talked to him for a month because you already knew you were going to fire him. So the psychologist went and talked to him, got everything together, got him his new job, right? So he don't come back and shoot up four people. Oh, no, that's too much like doing right. So this is social psychology, boo. This is why we study prejudice, what it means. It ain't just, oh, I hate you. No, this is why. This is what's up. These are all institutionalized chicks here. The authoritarian personality. Okay? So what we got here? We good.
In the 1940s, the University of California, Berkeley, love my Cali, the researchers here, two of whom have fled Nazi Germany, set out on an urgent research mission to uncover the psychological roots of the poisonous right-wing anti-Semitism that caused the slaughter of millions of Jews in Nazi Germany. In studies of American adults, Theodore da-da-da and his colleagues, 1950, discovered that hostility towards Jews often coexisted with hostility towards other minorities. In those who were strongly prejudiced, prejudice appeared to be not specific to one group, but an entire way of thinking about those who are different. These judgmental definitions, ethnocentric definition, believing in the superiority of one's own ethnic and cultural group, and having a corresponding disdain for all other groups. So who are we talking about? It's in plain view. It is Donald Trump. So I know here in America we used to plan and everything feeling fuzzy and good, and we not really shocked. Only big shock was 9/11, and we wasn't on the plane. We didn't know nobody, so it wasn't really something for me to personally to worry about. So these little youngsters that want this old man socialist ain't really had shit in life to worry about. Donald Trump is something to worry about. So we don't give a fuck about all that. Bernie, me too, whatever went on with him and Hillary. Okay? That's on that shit. But that was prior to us getting a fucking retarded, crazy lunatic as president. We ain't got time to play with the motherfucker no more. We played then. See, we played then, and Bernie lost then, and he need to lose now because we had a whole different level than we were at 16. Everything I'm saying right here, this is Donald Trump, and he ain't going to stop until he fuck up everything for everybody but the ethnocentric motherfuckers. So an authoritarian personality like Donald Trump is a personality that is disposed to favor obedience and authority and intolerance of outgroups and those of lower status. So I'm sorry, that's not a qualification for a fucking American president, not in 2020, when more than 50% of the population are minorities, or you chose that name minority. You just chose that name because it's psychological in itself. Minority. Minority is by virtue saying I'm going to be under my minor to you. Even though there's more of us than you, I'm still a minority. Wait, what the fuck? What the fuck? Infrastructure. You need a brain infrastructure, bro. Okay? That authoritarian personality is Donald Trump, bro. Conformity. So what we gonna do? It's all about what you're gonna do. It's time to vote. You know, and I mean, I was senior class president. Okay, so you know, I don't know how I did that. Okay, so I never dissuade anyone from reaching their fullest potential and doing the best that they can. But if you, and there's a couple things about old Burn. It's like, nigga, you ain't really a Democrat. We just allowing you to come and infiltrate our party, bro. But that don't mean we gonna let you come and fuck up. So again, a lot of the folks, you know, and I love kids. I got three, And if everybody that's going for burn, you know, would think a minute and probably, well, you know, that's just the generation of entitlement. They bad as Donald Trump. I mean, shit, but I know mine are. The shit I went through last year, that let me know they are thinking they some entitled ass niggas. Okay, in their minds only. So yeah, go for Bernie, and we don't care about it. That's who we gotta make us feel good. And then I've heard a lot of, you know, millennials, oh, we need someone to make us feel you. Nigga, if being former user Donald Trump don't make you feel fucked up, no matter who the other person is, then something wrong with your feeling mechanism, bro. I'm just, you know, but, you know, millennials, they think they know more than their mamas and daddies. A lot of them, right? Half of them don't even speak to their mama and daddy. Well, look at Miller. He had his wedding party shit. Everybody from the office. But nobody from the house. You know, because millennials know everything. So, you know, Bernie caught on that fire because his old ass, where was he 20 years ago trying to run for president? Shit, nigga, please go sit down. Go to your one of your three mansions, nigga. And everybody got to go, whatever, a Camp David and wherever the fuck you live. Oh no, they don't. Everybody black ain't got one. Let me tell you, everybody black living in, you know, most of black niggas I know living in an apartment. Okay, they ain't got three apartments. This prejudice. This America, bro. Don't get confused. And I'm looking at it, it's like, look at any of them. Go with the one that's the most black concentric inches, okay? You know what your black life consists of. Yeah. Are you addressing my black life issues? Or is it just like everybody else? And I'm still, you know, got these badass policies against just me. And Bloomberg is a dick. But then I say, oh, he's from New York. Anybody's a dick, you tell me they're from New York with their little attitude, he got a dickish attitude. I'm like, oh, okay. He's from New York. Everybody from New York got a dick attitude. I think maybe they keep their frozen winter, they wear their frozen winter all year long. Because everybody I know from New York, born and raised or whatever, spend a lot of time or really like from there, they're a dick. Okay, yeah, they got some dickish attitude about something, or they'll come off dickish. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay, he ain't trying to fake his New York phone. Yeah. I said I was sorry. Oh, okay. We're good then, dick. Oh, shit, just got a lot of money. Fuck it, you know. So somebody like that, I'm like, I don't know if he's any better than Trump. You know, you got to have a history with me. You know, history is everything. I don't know about black women, and with black people, history is everything. Where were you when I was suffering? You know, we like Obama because he was black, not necessarily because we got better because of him. I mean, he had the blackness. He might have been half blackness, but we didn't worry about the other half. And so this nigga right here is associated with that blackness we liked. So yeah, Bernie, he trying to fool niggas to be president. And he ain't going to get none of that done. And like they said, down ballot, everybody going to rebel against him. We're going to lose our niggas. And two, South Carolina, oh, my God. Please beat Lindsey Graham. And Kentucky, that dude, please beat. I mean, I want Trump out. I want Lindsey Graham like it's yesterday. Because you know what? That man, it has a sexual orientation he is not agreeable with to the outside world. But, yeah, he a dick. So my thing is, look, you're a dick. All of a sudden you love Donald Trump. And me personally, Russians, Donald Trump got some on Lindsey because Lindsey, come on, Lindsey, come out the closet. Every white man in America that like Tulsi, let it be known. Everyone that like, woohoo, Fun Boy 3 activity, you'll never see a white woman. Come on, man. We beyond that in America. Either come out or shut the fuck up and go somewhere, you and Trey Gowdy,
And Trey, he just looking so fantastically gay. Trey, like, I am flamboyant. Look at my hair. Well, you go, Trey. But come out the closet and quit condemning people because you're gay. That's why I'm like, Lindsay, come out. Either come out or shut up, one of the two. Because you condemning people and you're not. Come on, you and Trey, come out or shut up. Quit making people's life difficult when you ain't even real in your own fucking life. That's all I'm saying. So, prejudice, man. Prejudice and power is a fucking killer, man. It's a killer. My bro was like, being homosexual is a killer. No. Prejudice and power is a fucking killer. So, we done for tonight. I can't take much more of this. What are the motivational sources of prejudice? That's our next. That's part three. Why are we motivated to be such fucking prejudiced assholes? And you think about it, shit. Oh, think about it from the perspective of, I mean, I'm just thinking now without even going over the material with you. Well, what's the motivation for me as a black person to remain with a prejudiced attitude? Shit, survival, nigga. Survival. I don't know what you're doing. You ain't never had my best interest at heart. And then, survival. Right? Survival, too. I ain't giving you reparations, giving you any foot of power that I might have to pay for the shit I did to you. Right? So this is just asking, nigga, on any given Friday, yo, nigga, Stacy Johnson, I hope you enjoy what we talked about. Join us again for part three. Join us for the daily in the morning. Listen to the daily because we try to get through this and try to connect with God in some kind of substantial way. I know that I love you so much. We're going to end it tonight with something sweet for my sweet, sweet people. Let's end it with Checky. I ain't heard Checky in a minute. Checky say some shit. You don't understand. But Checky got the beat. So have a good night. Know I love you. Prejudice, man. It's on us, but we going to understand it. Ain't nothing to fight because we ain't did nothing. Love you. Have a good night. And I will talk to you on the next show, next episode.
Müdigkeit ist eine gute Voraussetzung für gechilltes Spielen.
Ja.
Die Straßen unserer Stadt. Jetzt zieht eure Nasen. Der Typ lässt sich ab. Der Hippie-Bulle. Der Hippie-Bulle. Der Hippie-Bulle. Der Hippie-Bulle. Die Straßen und die Stadt. Er zieht eure Nasen. Er zieht letztlich ab. Stonefunk, wie wolltest du? Hippie Bulle, was drückest du? Stonefunk, wie wolltest du? Happy Bulle, what took ya?
Scheiß zu!
Mm-hmm. quer durch die Straßen. Die Straßen nur zur Stadt. Zum Raven auf der Nase. Und eine Keule im Sack. Heavy Bulle. Stonefungi, wo bist du? Heavy Bulle war zurück, ja.
Sei so!
Stonefungi, wo bist du? Heavy Bulle war zurück, ja.
Sei so! Sei so!